Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Mem Ches, 348, the second to last mitzvah in Parshas Bahar. Again, we've been on Bahar for a while. Parshas Bahar has 24 mitzvos. We are on number 23 in Parshas Bahar, which means the 14th to last mitzvah in Sefer Vayikra. Those who are keeping count, who are following in this second volume, which has all the mitzvahs of Vayikra, the largest of all of the five books in terms of the mitzvos, Bereishis being the smallest and Vayikra having the most mitzvos. Says the Torah at the end of Parshas Bahar, this is the last mitzvah in this section of the Torah related to Avadim. We spoke about Eved Ivri, we spoke about Eved Kenani yesterday, and today we have one more mitzvah about an Eved Ivri. Says the Torah, V'chi tasig, Pasuk Mem Zayin, V'chi tasig yad ger v'toshav imach, umach achicha imo, if one has a fellow Jew, and his fellow Jew is sold to be an Eved Ivri of a Kenani, an Eved Shel Kenani. That doesn't mean an Eved Kenani. An Eved Ivri Shel Kenani, of a Jewish person who is so poor, he is sold to a non-Jew. If he's sold to a Jew, then you have all the halachas of Eved Ivri. But it's also possible to have an Eved Ivri, a Jew, that is sold to a non-Jew. V'nimkar leger toshav imacho le'echer mishpachas ger. Achrei nimkar geula tielo. You should try to redeem him. Says the Torah, Echad me'echav yigalenu, o dodo, o vendodo, a relative, o misher b'saro, o isigiyado. We should try to do our best to redeem him from the non-Jew. Continuing, says Pasuk Nun Gimel, kischir shana b'shana yihye imo, as a worker, a schir shana, he will be with him, lo yirdenu b'ferech le'enecha. He shall not subjugate him to avodas perech, to the back-breaking, useless labor that we spoke about, be'enecha, le'enecha, in front of your eyes. Meaning, we already spoke about a couple of days ago, the isra of avodas perech to an Eved Ivri. Today is a separate isra. Not to stand idly by when a non-Jew is doing avodas perech to a fellow Jew, to an Eved Ivri. That is today's Isser. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shalo naniach hagoy hashochein ba'artzosenu l'ha'avid be'eved ivri shemachar asmolo. We can't let. Obviously, we're talking about a case and a situation when we have shlita and we have control about what they do. So if we see them acting in a way of an avodas perech, like we spent a couple of days ago, what does that mean? Backbreaking? Does it mean useless? Does it mean I don't really want it, that I make you do it anyway? All the definitions of avodas perech that we mentioned. If we see a non-Jew who is working the Eved Ivri in that way, we have to step in. We have to try to defend him. L'havid be'Eved Ivri shemachar atzmo lo, b'avodas perech sh'ne'emar, lo yirdenu b'ferech le'enecha. V'lo nomar, achar sh'zeh ha'ivri, aval nafsho, machar atzmo l'goy, nanichenu l'smo l'kol la'avoda. We can't have the attitude of, it's his own fault. Why did he sell himself to a non-Jew? He should have sold himself to a Jew. And then there's rules and regulations. What did he do that for? So the answer is no, we can't give up. Even though he was sold to a non-Jew, even maybe it was his own fault. Maybe he thought that would be better for him, but still, we cannot stand idly by. Again, this mitzvah highlights that there are really four types of Jewish servants. Again, I don't like to use the translation slaves, because slavery has a negative connotation. Jewish servants, four types of Eved Ivris. Number one is discussed here, going back a few psukim, Pasuk Lamites, Chafei Lamites, that's Machruhu Atzmo. The first type, if somebody sells themselves because they are so poor to a fellow Jew, that is one type of Eved Ivri. V'chi yamuch achicha imach v'nimkar lach. Lo savod bo avodas avod. Kischir v'soshav yemach, hashas ayova v'chulu. That is machru atzmo. Machruhu bezdin was discussed back in Parshas Mishpatim. That we discussed in Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Beis, in Perek Chav Aleph, I'm sorry, the beginning of beginning of Mishpatim, Perachaf Aleph, Pasuk Beis, Ki Sikna Eved Ivri, Sheishanim Yavo. What is that talking about? When you buy an Eved Ivri, that's from Bezdin. From Bezdin, Bezdin sells because he stole and he didn't have enough money to pay back. So Bezdin sells him. Remember, we spoke about differences, according to some Rishonim, between Machruhu Atzmo and Machru Bezdin. But they're both Eved Ivris. Number three is Nimkar La'akum. That's today's mitzvah. I think that might be the only mitzvah daraisa that has to do with a non-Jew owning an Eved Ivri. And of course, the third type is an Amma Ivriya. A woman, a female. Amma Ivriya is not sold by Bezdin. If a woman steals, she's not sold by Bezdin, special din. Only Nimkar Begneva So, Velo Begneva So. But if she is poor, then she can have herself sold as well in order to make some money. So, category number three, as we mentioned, that's what today's mitzvah has to do with. Rashi just makes, when Rashi here quotes what the Chinuch says as well, le'inecha, klomer va'atar ro'eh. The Sitzach HaChacham just asked an interesting question, giving a little answer. But he says, what did we define avodas perach as earlier? We said, if I ask somebody to do something and I really have no interest, can you please give me a cup of water? And I have no, I'm not thirsty. I just want you to give me a cup of water. I'm not going to drink it. Right? Could you do that? Could you please hoe under my tree for me? And until I get back. And I don't tell them when I'm coming back. So it's an infinite amount of work. So we mentioned then, how does anybody know what you really mean? How could you ever violate the Aveiro? That's why the Pasuk ended off before, the Areisa Me'elokecha, fear God. Meaning God knows. God knows what your kavanas are. So the Sitzach HaChamim here asks, how could you ever violate, how could you ever know here? Because if the non-Jew was doing Avodas Perach, you don't know his kavanas. Don't let him do Avodas Perach. So you see your friend being asked for a cup of water. I don't know if the guy's thirsty or not. So he just asked Metzias-wise, how is it possible to ever violate, to prevent the non-Jew from doing something? So he just leaves it as a Tzorach Iyun. Yes, a little bit. Maybe it has to do with the other type of Avodas Perach, the infinite amount. Okay, either way, that is an interesting Ha'ara of Rashi. This Avera, though, goes on the list of unusual los ases. Most los ases are violated actively. Actively. I am not allowed to eat treif, and if I eat treif, I violate the Aveira. So that's active. I wear shotness. Whatever the Aveira is, I steal. They're all actions. Once in a while, you get an Aveira, what's called b'shev al tase. You violate by being passive. That's pretty unusual. You have some Averis. It's not one or two. It's probably about 10 Averis that you violate. But here's one of them, right? Standing idly by when my fellow Jew is being avodas perecht by his non-Jewish master, right? So that is, the Avera is b'shev al tase, by not doing something. Where else do you have this? Osamal al damreyecha. Right? Not see, my friend is in need and his life's in danger or his property's in danger and I don't do anything. So I get an Avera for not doing anything. Right? Not so common, but it's not so uncommon, too. Number of examples. Could be Bal Yerah Bayimatze. Having chametz in my house. Not getting rid of my chametz is the Isser of Bal Yerah Bayimatze. So we have these examples of passive violations of Isurim. So this goes on the list. Not doing anything when I see my fellow Jew. There are nafkaminas. There are differences in halacha in terms of an active Aveira and a passive Aveira. For example, those some of you learning brachas dafchaf. You test my base, dafchaf, kavod abrius. So kavod abrius, the Gemara talks about, is doche and is a durabanan. Is it doche daraisa? The Gemara seems to say maybe a sheval tase. A sheval tase is beaten out by kavod abrius, even if it's daraisa. So for example, the Gemara talks about, if Rav Moshe Feinstein finds my pencil on the floor, he has to bend down and bring it back to me, maybe he would. But Meikar Adin, it's a shemes aveda of a tiny little nothing, it's kavod abrius. There's an isser to go away from an aveda that I could return. Lo sucha l'salim, but that's an aveira b'shev al tase. So it could be that kavod abrius would be the shev al tase. The Gemara also says a kohen b'beis hakfaris and other examples, but those are examples of differences between shev al tase and kumba se. You also have the concept of akiras davar min haTorah. The rabbanon have the power to uproot a mitzvah b'shev al tase, but not for kumba se. So usually that means don't do a mitzvah. Don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Don't do this, don't do that. The Rabbanan are allowed to do that. They can't tell you to actively do something. So what if it's an Aveira that's violated passively? Are they allowed to tell you to violate the Aveira? Because that's passive, but it's an Aveira. So what does it mean that the Rabbanan have the power to tell you to not to do the Torah? Lakar the Torah, b'shev al tase. Does that just mean bitul ases, or does that just mean passive violations, even if it's a los ase? That's an important discussion that comes up. Some Averas are not clear whether they're Shev Al Tase or Kum Vase. Like that Gemara Brachas I just mentioned. If somebody's wearing shotness and he doesn't take off shotness, is that a violation actively or passively? By not taking off shotness, is that an active violation or a passive? I'm just not taking it off. So not everything is clear what it is, but this is clearly on the list of an Avera that is violated B'Shev Al Tase. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara Amru b'Sifra, Lo yirdenu b'farach le'einecha. The Medrash says he cannot be worked avodas perach in front of you. Ein ata mitzuva ela le'einecha. You're only mitzuva what's in front of your eyes. Also an interesting halacha. Klomar she'ein anu chayavim lachzar alav lihikanis be'esagoy leros im yaviden b'farachim lo. Do I have to spy on the non-Jew who I know has an eved ivri? Do I have to search and figure out whether he's doing Avodas Perach, or just if I happen to see it? So Chazal Darshan is only Lenech if you happen to see it. It's not my responsibility to go search out. Ela Kozman Shenire Hadavar Nimnanu Mimenu. As long as I see it, I have to act on it. But if I don't see it, I don't have to search for it. Shoresh Mitzvah Zu Nigla Hu L'Choro Hashemesh. Anyone who sees the sun, right, realizes the logic of this mitzvah. Dineha Klulim B'Ikara. Okay, we know exactly the messages of this mitzvah. The message of, I'm responsible for my fellow Jew. There is a sugya in that, in the sugya of responsibility, what's called arvus in Hebrew, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, that I meant to discuss a number of times already by earlier mitzvahs, and I always ran out of time, so I'll do it to now. There is a big topic whether women are included in arvus. They're included in the sugya of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. Why? What's the issue? Two gemaras. One gemara is the gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf, where the gemara talks about benching. The gemara says, women, are they chayiv in Berchas HaMazon to Araisa or Durabanan? To Machlokas, to Safek, to Araisa Durabanan. Why wouldn't they be chayiv to Araisa? So Rashi and Tosfos discuss it. Maybe they're not chayiv in Bris Mila, and you have to mention Bris Mila in benching. Maybe they didn't get a portion, a nachla. Besides, no slavchad who got slavchads, right? They didn't get a portion, and we have to mention Eretz Chen Torah Chava. For whatever reason, the Gemara suggests that women might only be chayv in benching mi derabanan. That's what the Gemara says. So it's a suffix. So the Gemara there clearly assumes that if they're not obligated to araisa, if women are only obligated to benching derabanan, they can't be motzi a man who's chayv daraisa. So it seems to be the given of that Gemara. The problem is the later Gemara on Daf Memches in Maseches Brachos. The Gemara says, if I eat a kizayis of bread, I can be motzi somebody who ate his fill, even though I'm only chayev derabanan in benching, and you're chayev daraisa because you're satiated. I can be motzi you. So the question is, why does that Gemara Brachos Daf Chaf say that somebody who is obligated derabanan cannot be motzi you? Somebody who's obligated daraisa. Mashenki, the Gemara Memches, seems to say it works. Says the Rush, very well-known Rush. We're going to make it well-known right now, if it's not known. Says the Rush, there in Brachas, Perek Gimel, Os Yud Gimel. What difference between men and women? Men are included in Arvus. And therefore, even if I'm only Chayav Rabbanan, if you aren't Yotzi your mitzvah yet, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. That's the principle of Yatza Motzi. If I made Kiddush but you didn't, I can make Kiddush for you again. If I was already Yotzi Shofar, I could blow Shofar for you again. And I can even make the Bracha for you because of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. Women, the Rush seems to say, are not included in Arvus. That's the huge Kiddush of the Rush. Yesh Lomer Delo Dami De'ish Af Agav Shalo Achal Klum. Really, a man, I should be able to be motzi you in benching even if I didn't eat a thing. Dinu sheyifter sacherim the kol yisrael arevim zelazeh elam yidrabban an amru that you should have a little bit, but she'arev hu ba'avuram va'alav hu lahatzilam min ha'avon v'liftoros amin ha'mitzvahs aval isha eina bichlal arvus v'lakach eina motziya elam yishechiv amidrabbanan. That's the Rush. The question is, what does the Rush really mean it? That's the Shaila. And that's the major machlokas between the Noda Yehuda, the Dogam Ervava on Shulchan Aruch, and Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Shulchan of the Dogam Ervava says, if a man already davens Ma'ariv in Shul on Friday night, and he comes home, so he possibly, says the Dogam Ervava, I already was Yotzi in Kiddush Daraisa in Shul. Right? I already davened. And when I get home, I only have to make Kiddush on the Rabbana level. But my wife is still Chayav Daraisa. But why didn't Davin Meyer? Okay, some people say if you say Good Shabbos, that's Yotze Kiddush Daraisa. But let's say we don't assume that way. So ask the Dog of Merivava. How could it be that a man who already Davin Meyeriv can be Motzi his wife? Women are not Bechlal Arvus, like the Rush said. That's his question, and he does not answer it. He's bothered by it. So how do you answer the question? A few ways. Number one, you could say, a man wasn't Yotzei Kiddush Daraisa and Shul. Once Chazal enacted that the way you're Yotzei Kiddush on Friday night is with a kos of wine, that's your Kiddush Daraisa, then Mimela, you're not Yotzei and Shul. It's as if I had Da'as that I'm not Yotzei till I get home. So even assuming everything like the Noda Behuda, that women are not Bechal Arvus, but still, a man is still Chayv Daraisa when he gets home. Or the other way to get out of it, and that's what Rabbi Kiva Eger says, he says, no. The Rush didn't mean what you're putting words in the Rush's mouth. The Rush never said, never meant to say, that women are not Bechlal Arvus. You know what the Rush meant to say? If there is a mitzvah that women are not included in, they're not Bechlal Arvus for that mitzvah. So that makes a lot of sense. Let's say there's a mitzvah that women aren't obligated in, like tefillin. So you could say it possibly that women can't write tefillin because kol sheyesh no. If you're not included in the mitzvah, so then maybe you cannot create the chetzah shel mitzvah. You can't be involved in the mitzvah. So the side of the Gemara there in Brachas, daf chav, is that women are not obligated in benching. So by benching, according to that side, so then they're not bechlal arvus by benching. But any other mitzvah that they're obligated in, of course they're bechlal arvus. And therefore, it says Rabbi Kiv Eger, I don't think there's any problem about a man coming home, because even if he's only chayv derabbanan, his wife is chayv deraisa, it's just like any other man that's not, didn't fulfill their mitzvah yet, and one would be able to fulfill the other person's chiyuv because of kol Yisrael arevim zeh lazeh. That is a very important topic relating to nashim ba'arvus. Again, major machlokas achronim. Did the Rosh really mean it? That women are not included in kol Yisrael arevim zeh lazeh. There's an interesting hint that the achronim point out in the Arachayim HaKadosh and others, the beginning of Nitzavim. Maybe there's a hint to the Rosh according to the first understanding of the Rosh. Atem nitzavim ayom kolchem. Right, this is the source of Arevus, right before we went into Eretz Yisrael. Atem nitzavim ayom kolchem. What does the Torah say? Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. Rosheichem, shikfteichem, zikneichem v'shotreichem. Kol ish Yisrael. Next pasuk. Tapchem, nesheichem. V'gercha asher bekerav machanecha. Mechot divetzecha asher mimecha. Why was there a break? First pasuk has shifteichem, zikneichem, shotreichem, kol ish Yisrael. And then you have a break with the kid, the babies. Tapchem, and then only after that, nesheichem. So maybe it's alluding to this rush to the Arachayim HaKadosh. That the Nesheichem is in a different game. He discusses it, but maybe that's a hint to the rush. Okay, either way, that is a one sugya in Arvus, in Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lazeh, which is the basis of this mitzvah. If I see my fellow Jew being worked incessantly, and avodas perech done to him, so I have to do my best to try to remove him from the situation and better the situation. Okay, let's continue. V'nohegas bizachar b'vidakevus. This mitzvah applies to men and women. Right? Even if a woman sees a fellow Jew who is subject to avodas perech, they have to try to improve the situation. So it applies to men and women. Bizman sheyadenu takifa al ha'umos. At a time when our hand, literally, we have authority over the nations. Meaning a non-Jew is going to listen to me if I tell him, you know what, you shouldn't be doing that. If we have a Beis Din, and we have a Malchus Beis Davin, and we have a Beis HaMikdash, and we have Shmitas and Yovels, so then yes, and a Chinami. They're going to have to listen to us. But Bizman Hazeh, of course not. Bizman Hazeh, we can't say a word to them. They'll say, I'm doing whatever I want. But at a time when Yadino Takifa, Sheyesh Banu Koach Aleim Litzavosam, when we could command them, Lasos Davar Oshalo Laso, when we have a Breira, so that's when we are in control. Right, there are very many halachas that are tali on this, but it's also connected to, this one is connected to Bezdin. There are, let's just finish first, now I'll say, the overall Zever, Agai Mavidi Yisrael Avodas Parech, if there is somebody violates and sees a fellow Jew who is subjugating, who is being subjugated to Avodas Parech by their master, who is non-Jewish, V'yish Kolach Biyado L'mano, V'lo Mano, and he can help. And he does it, right? If he can't help, he can't help. But if he can help and he doesn't help, over alav zeh, he violates this iser, aval ein malkin oso alav levish ein bo maisa. But he does not get malkus because ein bo maisa. So again, this mitzvah only applies bizman sheyadenu takifa al ha'umos. A related topic is that there are some halachos that only apply when Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim is bibinyana. The Magen Avraham points this out. There is a halacha of tearing our clothing when we see Yerushalayim, when we see the Makam HaMikdash, b'churbana. When we see Arei Yehuda, b'churbana. The Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, we have to tear. Two different issues, Makam HaMikdash and Arei Yehuda. The question is, that many Achronim ask is, why is there a minhag not to tear on Arei Yehuda, b'zman hazeh? When somebody goes to see Hebron, when somebody goes to see any of the cities of Yehuda, whatever they might be, why don't they tear Kriya? Why don't they tear Kriya? So the question, the Magen Avraham already says, a couple hundred years ago, Churbana versus Binyana is tali on whether there is a Jewish government in charge. And when there's a Jewish government in charge, that's called Bibinyana. That has nothing to do with caring by the Kotel. That's a special din of Machama Mikdash. But Ari Yehuda, it could be that since 1948, when there is a Jewish government, that's why the halacha is that one does not have to tear kriya. Again, it could have been earlier that halacha was different, but that is an important nafkamina between Binyana and Bechorbana. Rav Schachter likes to point out that there are those that say, you call this a Jewish government, this isn't a Jewish government, right? They're not from, it's not based on Torah. So Rav Schachter likes to point out, what about all the malachim? Menashe, Achav, they were better than today. They brought Avodah Zarah, they brought the idols into the Kodesh Kadashim. What, that's better than today? It's no worse than today. And that was still called Malchus Yisrael, that was called Malchus Beis David. They didn't lose that status, they were Rishayim. They didn't lose that status of a ruling government in Yehuda. Therefore, you know, we have to be very hesitant to say that, yes, we have to daven that the Beis Hashem Malchus Beis David is rebuilt and comes back. But to say that it's not, doesn't have the status of a Jewish government, you know, is just not correct. Because just look throughout Tanakh, and one will see it clearly. Okay, there's a lot more, but we'll stop here. Beis Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the Isser of Evan Maskis, the last Isser in Bahar. I'll try to do tomorrow. It might not be tomorrow. Then it'll have to be wait till next week. We'll see. Okay, we'll stop here.